Okay, I am. The microphone is working now again, isn't it? Yes. You hear the microphone? Yes, yes. Okay. I'm going to put you a little bit to work so that you can exercise these concepts. Let me see if I can do it immediately. The out of control archetypes, 12. I think I have one to explain the shift in the burden archetype. Yes, so I explain you the fix that fails. That's one version. Let's look at this one, which is typically called the shift and the burden. And that is, if you have some problems and disease to be treated, and you are addressing the symptoms, this can have the consequence that it is, you're not really addressing the causes. So the treatment is actually worsening the problem and then increasing the symptoms. For example, to make it more even more specific, suppose people feel stress. They come from the job and they feel completely stressed. So one way of relaxing from the stress is to have a drink. So you take a drink, reduce the stress, and so on. Over time, this becomes an habit. And then you start getting the problems from drinking alcohol. So you get addicted, which means this makes the relaxing that you so much need impossible. Relaxing is increasing. And because relaxing is increasing, more alcohol, less relaxing. The other way, relaxing is decreasing. Because more alcohol leads to less relaxing, less relaxing leads to more stress. More stress often demands that you drink even more alcohol. So you get this reinforcing loop here, which is making the thing worse. You are getting even more stress because they're treating the symptoms. By decreasing the stress with alcohol doesn't help that. So in reality, what you have to do is to master the problem with stress directly. Learn how to relax without going to these extremes of taking drugs or alcohol or whatever. So you have to address the fundamental solution. Now we can make a stop. I have still the other two archetypes, and I'm going to show you the exercises. Some of them we can do here, some others should be done later. So exercises. So you find here a content, which is first a procedure for how to design the archetypes, and then I put 10 challenges to you. The more you are able to deal with, the better you are. And they have all to do with information security. Malicious insider, social engineer, incident reporting system, and so on and so on and so on. Okay? First, as to the procedure. To build a model, a system archetype, you should first start by asking yourself, what is the intended outcome? And what is the action, the intervention that you need to take so as to cause the intended outcome? This will allow you to draw the intended feedback consequence loop. What is important is that when you do these things, you should be able to explain the causal relationships, which means why and how the action leads to the outcome, and why and how the outcome affects the action. Then you should be able to put the polarities, whether they are positive or negative, and to find out if this loop is reinforcing or balancing. So just stick to the intended consequence feedback loop first, and finish it. And when you have it, then you can take the next step. And you should ask yourself, what is the system reaction? And which element in the intended consequence loop generates the system reaction? Once you answer this, you can draw the unintended consequence loop of the problem archetype, and again you should be able to explain this and find the polarities and find which is the loop. And then finally, once you have the right archetype, you have to find out, is it under achievement, is it out of control, whatever. And then you could draw the solution loop, and the lecture has examples for this, so you can, in a sense, look at the examples from the lecture to do that. And again, you should explain the causal relationships and specify the polarities and so on. And then you should be able to explain the archetype by going through it, working through it. We call it a dynamic story. So there are a number of exercises that you can do, but I am going to ask you to do exercise 3, which I think is a simple one, easy one. So here you have the challenge. Assume that you have an enterprise or an organization, and they introduce a security incident reporting system. So they want the employees to report when they see some security incident. And the idea is that by reporting, there will be a possibility of handling and correcting the incident. So in this way, they will reduce the proportion of these events that really become security incidents. Then the story goes further and says, this, the introduction of the security incident reporting system, has a cost. It means that the workload of the staff increases. And if this happens, everything being equal, the quality of the incident handling will decrease. And then, given this information, I am asking you to devise a problem archetype. And it should be able to express how the intended outcome, which is the reduction of incidents, leads to unintended consequences. And find out the archetype and so on. So, please try to solve this. You can talk to each other. You can draw by hand or whatever. Yes, you can work with Steiner, and Adil can work for himself, but you can also chat with each other. And to begin with, you might have some problems, but we will like to gain experience with that. Remember, I gave you a recommendation. It is first create the intended consequence loop. Concentrate on that. Forget about everything else. Don't go farther than just the intended consequence loop. And one more thing, listen what I am telling you. I am a nice guy, so here actually, if you read this very carefully, if you read it very carefully, everything that you need is already there. You need just to parse and identify the things. Okay? Try this. Yeah. Okay, that's wrong. I wonder if there was some possibility of making more light here. Okay, that is this one. Okay. Do you want more light? Or is it okay? What is this? Okay. That is this. And this is this. Okay. Okay. Do you find it cold here, Adi?
It was a bit colder, yes. In the first hour, found this keeping warm.
If you need help, do you ask me, or if you are in doubt and so? But when you have the first part, the intended loop, tell me I have it, and I can have a look at it. Okay. Okay.
Some other labels or variables as well.
Let me see a little bit. Into this series, what is the reporting?
So we have the desired security and the security. In order to have better security, we implement SIRS.
Mm-hmm.
SIRS will bring more incident reporting and handling. Mm-hmm. More incident reporting and handling will bring better security. Mm-hmm. And more event, let's say, reporting and handling will bring in total, all of this will bring less incidents, or less events will be transformed in incidents, which was what was
before we take
the idea of implementing SIRS.
Yes.
So it's we see it as a reinforcement of security, let's say.
The problem that I see here is the following. You are saying the more security you have, the more you have to do to improve security. That's what you have in the first link. That I do not quite understand.
This one?
No, this one.
This arrow here?
Yes. You are improving security, and because you have more security, you want even more of a security incident system. That's actually not quite.
Just thinking the cyber security. Security.
No, it is this link from here. I will say that this must be negative
like
polarity.
The polarity, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Should be there. Yes. Yes. And now it get a balancing, yes. Hmm. Okay.
But that is why we put desired security with the idea that we need more security, that's why we implement SIRS.
Yes, but let me see, the more desired security. The more desired security.
The more the manager asks for security,
yes.
The level of security, then the more the employee will need, or the technical manager, let's say. Mm.
Yes. It is. I can go with this. You are actually reducing a little bit the transparency of that because you are not using incidents. You are using indirectly expressing security. It's okay. It can be defended. I will show you in a moment a slightly different version. What about you, Adil?
This is me. So we have the security.
Mm-hmm.
And the more security, the better security, less inputs there, and of course. Because of this system, you get more reported incidents, and more important incident improves incident handling.
Yes.
Incident handling then reduces the number of events and incidents, and reduced events improve security, and improved security give it less.
Yes. It's okay. Yes, it is. Yes, I think you both got it quite correct. Let me show you how I would think here. I will try to stick very much to the text and employ preferably terms that are in the text so as to make it easier to pass. In reality, it's not so because when you are dealing with clients and so, they are saying a lot of things, and perhaps you are hearing different terms. And one of the problems is filtering what is important and identifying perhaps two people are saying the same thing with different names and so on. But here, it should be straightforward. The first thing you should do is, what is the action? What are you actually asking the people to do? It is reporting. So the action is reporting. And when we are dealing with archetypes, even if you could do it differently, we want typically to have action here, and then here the outcome. So you can, of course, put the outcome there and the action here, but then you get a slightly, it looks different. It makes it easier if you're used to see it in a different way until you have enough experience. So this is the reporting. And the idea with the reporting is decrease incidence. That's why you do that. Through handling and so on. You can put more detail because I could put in between here, for instance, incident handling and then less incidents. How much detail you put is up to you. No? But this is the simplest thing. But if you find it is clearer, then you could put reporting, incident handling, incidents resolved, or whatever. But in principle, it is. So in principle, this is what you are wanting to do. If you have incidents, ask for reporting. And the more incidents you have, the more you will have to report. And the more you repair, the more you will decrease the incidents. You could also add this here. You say events, that's the kind of the attacks. And the more events, typically the more incidents you have. But events is not directly what causes harm. You can get attacks, but if you are well defended, nothing happens. But in principle, the more events, the more incidents. And by reporting, you are decreasing this. And then you get a balancing loop. And you could call it something like learning from incidents, the balancing loop. Because that's actually what you are doing. By handling incidents and so on, you are resolving them, but you are improving also the security over time, so that better and better, that it was better and better. Every time you resolve an incident, you are learning also how it happened, and you are protecting the system. So this is the intended consequence loop, and you put there incident reporting system, SIS, and so on. But it is the totality. Actually, the incident reporting system is this idea of reporting, to handle, to learn, and so on and so on. So that is basic here. But you could, if you had put something like reporting influences handling of incidents, and this influences learning, and this diminishes incidents, and this otherwise leads to reporting. That could be also a more detailed thing. This is a more condensed way, and so on. So it is up to you how much detail you think is necessary. Generally speaking, you should not put more variables than absolutely necessary, but probably this is better than just this here, unless you think this is clear enough. But here it is implied that this reporting means handling and learning, and so here I'm expressing it. Okay, so this is the action, this is the outcome, and so on. So now, what is the unintended consequence? Go further from what you have and create now the unintended consequence, or if you like, you can take this easy form and continue from that. And it is expressed there. If you read the text carefully, it's telling you what happens as unintended consequence. I don't know. Do you have something?
Yes. This is the one on this side. This is the first one. So I just drew up this one. Basically, more reporting increases workload. Increased workload affects handling quality. And worse handling quality leads to more incidents. And then that again leads to more reporting.
But I don't understand this, why reporting leads to less handling quality.
Okay, no, this is just a typo. More reporting, better handling quality, better handling quality leads to less incidents. So that's from the first one.
Okay. Okay, yes, that makes sense. You have an unintended?
No, we have been changing quite a few things now.
Well,
I'm not sure.
For the second one, it's like we have reporting, and more reporting increases the workload.
Yes.
The workload decreases the handling quality of incidents.
Yeah.
And decreasing the handling quality of
incidents.
No,
just handling quality.
But if you take it as a handling quality, the handling quality of incidents is negatively impact the incident, because the better we handle incident, the less we have.
Yes. 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 I think you got it right. You have then to find out what the feedback loop is in the unintended consequence. Did you figure out which kind of feedback loop is it? The unintended. Yes, walk through it, and it should tell you. So assume that you increase reporting, that increases the workload. Just continue and see what happens until you come back. More reporting increases more workload, decreases the incident handling quality. Decreasing incident handling quality increases the incidents. Increasing the incidents increases the reporting. So what did you get?
Reinforcing
loop, yes. So you see here the intended consequence feedback loop. In this case, I made it just for a change. I made it counterclockwise like this. More reporting leads to incident handling learning, which decreases the incidents. But then the more incidences, you more reporting. More incidents, more reporting, less incidents handling and learning. More incident handling and learning, less incidents. The unintended consequence is the workload. And as you see, you didn't put the workload. I put it because in the description, it says this. The reporting has a cost in that the workload increases and the incident handling quality decreases. So I put it here like this. And reporting leads to more workload. And then, over time, not immediately, for a time you can cope with more workload, but you have a delay here. The more workload decreases the incident handling quality, and the incident handling quality leads down, if the incident quality normally gives a direct link, positive. Okay? So it is kind like this. Yes, you are right. It should be minus. Yes, you are right.
Mm.
Yes. Incident on inequality decreases. Yes. Yes. Yes, you could put that in between. The question is how to. Yes, you could do that. Perhaps it does. It's a PESA. It doesn't change the nature of the of this year. Yes. 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 Okay. I think you have a good idea. Yes. In the end, quality it is, must be a plus here. Hmm. But then you get. Nevertheless, reinforcing loop, because more reporting, more workload, less incident handling quality, less incident handling quality, less incident handling learning, less incident handling learning, more incidents, more incident, more reporting. So you end up with the same thing. I think that's a good suggestion, Adil. I buy that. And then we can put here a reinforcing loop, and we can call it something like victim of success. You are doing the right thing, but too much of it, and then you get a victim of success here. Yes. Okay. So, how do you call this archetype? What kind of archetype is it? We have seen two, under achievement and out of control. It is an out of control archetype, yes. And then the question is, what would you do? Suppose you are running a mnemonic, they are doing this, and they are having problems with the setup. So what will you do? You have to find a solution, yes. So what would you propose? Suppose you had you were leading this enterprise and you could propose a solution. Say it again. More people, yes. Or more resources. Okay? So, and the possibility could be like this. So, from incidents to resources, and resources to workload. So, the more resources, the less the workload will be, everything being equal. And then you have to make sure that you connect this way. More incidences, more resources. More resources, less workload. And then you get this feedback loop that goes like this. And what kind of feedback loop is it? The more incidents, the more resources. The more resources, the less workload. The less workload, the higher incident quality. The higher incident quality, the better the handling and learning, the better handling and learning, the less incidents. So you get a balancing loop. Yes. This is a solution. You have an out of control. You have an out of control archetype where the solution is okay, is this, yes. So the balancing, you could call it simply resource allocations, or allocate resources. And it goes clockwise. Something like this. Yes. So the problem archetype is, this is the intended loop, this is the unintended one, and this is the solution loop. Okay. Then we can take the last break, and I will finish in the next hour very quickly the other two kinds of archetypes. And then it's important that you do exercises. I gave you many challenges. So we finish in the next hour, first with finishing the lecture.